Holiday travel rush continues with roads and LAX expected to be packed in California. KNX's John Baird with more.
The reason for the crowded roadways is simple. Some people are coming home from a Christmas get-together with family or friends, and others are just leaving town to ring in the new year. Some people tell me they'll stay at home and sit this one out.
I live out here, so I'll be here for the holidays.
Is that good or bad?
It's great. I don't got to deal with traffic.
For the next few days, the advice is, if you're going on a trip, leave early or leave late to avoid all of the traffic.
A massive winter storm that blanketed the central U.S. in snow is moving east, bringing drenching rain and prompting flood watches and warnings from Florida to New England. Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
New Year's Eve forecast for us for the ball drop in New York City. Dry temperatures should be in the 40s. As a whole, a lot of dry out there, a lot of sunshine for us on New Year's Day itself. One area to watch that could include across the Gulf Coast, New Orleans to Atlanta. Rain showers in the forecast for 2024.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken takes part in closed-door talks in Mexico in an effort to tackle an influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. He met with President Andres Manuel López Obrador and other top Mexican officials. The BBC's Will Grant reports from Mexico City.
Currently, I think what Andres Manuel López Obrador wants as a sort of quid pro quo for a willingness to work with the Biden administration is improvement in the relations with Cuba and Venezuela, increased development aid for some of the countries of origin of these migrants.
Israel launches strikes across central and southern Gaza, broadening its fight. The World Health Organization warns that Gaza is in grave peril due to acute hunger and desperation throughout the territory. Qatar and Egypt had been negotiating for a possible exchange of hostages and prisoners. CBS contributor Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Hostage negotiations are deadlocked because Israel and Hamas have diametrically opposed views on a ceasefire. Israel has offered a two-week ceasefire as the first stage of a limited prisoner swap, but Hamas says it won't release any hostages until Israel ends the war.
The New York Times is suing OpenAI and Microsoft, trying to end the practice of using its stories to train chatbots. CBS tech contributor Ian Schur has more on the federal suit filed today in Manhattan federal court.
As technologies like ChatGPT have grown, one of the things that's become clear is that they are built using information taken from the web. And oftentimes we're learning without the necessary copyright and licensing agreements.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former U.S. Senator and owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Herb Kohl, has died. He was 88 years old. Kohl's death was announced Wednesday evening by the Herb Kohl Foundation. Kohl bought the Bucks in 1985 and was instrumental in keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee. Kohl also represented Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate from 1988 until 2012, when he decided not to run for re-election. Android phone users in Wisconsin can expect some of a $700 million nationwide antitrust lawsuit settlement with Google. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's assistant attorney general.
With antitrust and disinjunctive relief, the hope is that the markets will open up and there could be future competitors that enter the space.
About 100 million eligible customers in all 50 states will split the settlement. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers head to Tampa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers football team has arrived in Florida to get ready to face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa next week. Earlier this month, the Badgers lost receivers coach Mike Brown, who took a job with Notre Dame. Luke Fickell has hired former Ohio State quarterback Kenny Guyton. He's been a receivers coach and the interim offensive coordinator for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Guyton on dealing with players coming and going through the transfer portal.
College football landscape kind of changed in the last 2-3 years. And I think we're all kind of learning. And I think it's kept a lot of mindsets really involved to where they understand what competing and the want to, the effort, and everything else that comes with it.
NFL, Packers getting ready to face the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Both teams at 7-8, trying to earn a playoff spot. Matt LaFleur.
We're going into a great environment in Minnesota, and, you know, it's going to be a great challenge, but this is what we prepare for.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return with a few flurries around tonight, maybe a brief snow shower or two, and lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, areas of snow, some rain mixed at times, and highs in the upper 30s. We're finally back into sunshine as we look into Friday, high right around 40. Currently, it's 26.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
If you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on.
Ho, 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 I need a window.
Baby, it's cold outside.
So where do I go? Ho,
come on,
ho.
Santa. Go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Put no money down, no payment, and no interest for up to 18 months.
Pella now, pay later.
That's right, Santa. Plus, our elves install year-round and in as little as one day. Offer ends December 31st. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
For details. 144 to 122, the final in Brooklyn as the Bucks do get past the Nets. Despite Brooklyn becoming the fourth team or fourth opponent here for the Bucks to score 70 or more points in the paint, it's 3-point shooting tonight for the Bucks as they match their season high with 23 of those. Rejoined by Dave Kane now for some final thoughts on this one. And I suppose, Dave, it really, really boils down to that simple math equation of 3 is greater than 2.
Yeah, in this case, it definitely did. And it's quite a bit greater than 2 as you ultimately hit 16 more three-pointers, 23-7 ultimately for the Bucks, who tie their season high in three-point makes. But yeah, this one was, I think, undoubtedly a little harder than the Bucks would have liked it for it to be, at least through the first three quarters of this thing and even partway into the fourth quarter. But, you know, you get it done, you get the win, but it's two games in a row that you've given up over 70 points in the paint. And some of those were a little too easy. And the other area, we've talked about this a time, it's reared its ugly head a few times, but for the Nets, they get 25 second chance points off 17 offensive rebounds. So that some of those areas you got to find a way to clean up. And look, I understand some of the stuff with regard to the points in the paint. It's no secret the Bucks' area of weakness is really the perimeter defense, and that leads to some of those attacking plays that allow them to get those points in the paint. But it's the second chance points sometimes are a little bit bewildering to me because you do have size and you do have guys that should be good rebounders for this group. So I don't quite understand that one at times when it's been an issue, but those continue to be the issues. But, you know, that said, Milwaukee's offense still continues to be the buzzsaw that it is. Shoots 58%. Yeah, you shoot 45% from three, and that was enough to get the win here tonight.
Yeah, and Chris Middleton, we talked about the season highs last time out. He matches it, ups it tonight, I should say. 27 points for Chris, 10 assists as well. That's what may get lost in the shuffle the most, is we talked about his offense really coming around these last couple of weeks here, and just – Adrian Griffin has talked about it as well, the stable force that Chris is out there. We're continuing to see that with the assists as well, as he's essentially become the de facto secondary point guard with some of those units.
Yeah, and that is great to see for this group because he's just another threat. I mean, you know, this was a game where Dame didn't have his best game. I mean, he was 12 points on 4 of 10 from the floor, just didn't play much of a role in this one. But, you know, when you got that kind of depth on offense, it doesn't really matter. As Milwaukee offense is, as I said throughout the broadcast, that's not going to be the problem for this group. I don't think anyone would dispute that fact. It's going to be, can you get yourself to a reasonable place on the defensive end? For much of the season, they have been. There have been a couple games where it has not been. Tonight, I think, would qualify as one of those games where it was not where it needs to be if the Bucks want to make a run of this thing. So we'll see if they can button up some of those areas.
We'll see if they can button those up again on the road. So as we talked about before this, sometimes – it can be tough to get locked in when you look across and you see that injury report. It's not, I would presume, going to be the lengths of what we saw tonight. But when you go to Cleveland to wrap up this road trip and wrap up the calendar year too, by the way, you know you're not going to be facing two big names for the Cavaliers in Darius Garland and Evan Mobley. So that in itself could present another challenge on Friday.
Yeah, it could, but if fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And, you know, we'll see if Milwaukee can learn from this and bring that razor focus that they're going to need to have. Look, that's still going to be a tough game. I mean, even with those guys gone, I mean, Cleveland's no slouch even with those two guys out. But obviously they're not the same as when those two guys are playing, but you still have a guy by the name of Donovan Mitchell and Jared Allen out there doing his thing. So they've got players, but yeah, they're going to have to play better than they did tonight if they want to get that win, in my opinion.
Well, a weird feeling for you and the rest of the team to escape New York after tonight, after I'm sure what feels like a year that you guys spent there in that city.
Yeah, it might as well be. In basketball road trip terms, this has been the equivalent of a year. I mean, it's crazy. There are not many scenarios where you spend 6 days in one city in the regular season, no less, and that's what we had. But a great place to be for the holidays, and good that the Bucks are able to get the win here tonight. Now you can make it 3 of 4 on the road for this road trip, so that would be a good place to be.
Great place to be for the holidays, even better because that per diem money goes even farther in New York.
Oh,
than
man.
It does.
You know it does in New York. Yeah, nothing's expensive in this town.
The Bucks finally leave New York. Dave, we'll catch up with you again Friday night for the final game of 2023 between the Bucks and the Cavaliers. We'll talk to you then.
All right, sounds good, Justin. Talk to you. Look forward to it.
144-122, our final score here as the Bucks now improve to 23-8 on the season and get past the Brooklyn Nets, thanks in large part to the offense, and especially in the fourth quarter. This was entirely due to the offense that we saw for the Bucks tonight. They put up 44 in the fourth quarter. They score 30 or better in each of these four quarters. Another game scoring 140-plus points, but again, you would point to 122 points scored by the Brooklyn Nets in this one, in a game without Spencer Dinwiddie, without Cam Johnson, without Dorian Finney-Smith, Lonnie Walker, some big names out for the Brooklyn Nets. And really, Mikal Bridges did not play past the into the second half, I should say, as Bridges finished this game with just 12 minutes played. So very early that he left in the second quarter, did not return. Same for Royce O'Neal and really all of the starters, for that matter. Cam Thomas as well. So still, the Nets able to get 120-plus points. So some more things on the defense that I'm sure will be a point of emphasis for head coach Adrian Griffin. But what's most important is, as the Bucks continue to work through some of these things, they are winning games, and now 23-8, 31 games into this season. We expect to hear from head coach Adrian Griffin momentarily here. While we wait on Griff, let's get you caught up on some of the Bucks numbers. As 4 of the 5 starters reached double figures in scoring, that lone holdout was Brook Lopez, 2 points on 1 of 7 shooting. missed all six of his three-point attempts. He did have six rebounds and two more blocked shots for the NBA's league leader in swats so far this season. 12 points from Damian Lillard on a tough shooting night, one game removed from scoring 32 at Madison Square Garden on Christmas Day. Dame finishes with 12 points tonight on 4 of 10 shooting and 3 of 9 on his three-point attempts. Malik Beasley played 22 minutes, was 6 of 9 from the floor. 8 of those attempts were threes. He made 5 of them, scoring 17 points, I beg your pardon, for Bees. And then that duo of Giannis and Chris Middleton, a near triple-double from Giannis. Had it not been for a 20-plus point deficit, a good chance he would have stayed in even later and gotten that triple-double. But 32 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 block shots, and he was 10 of 12 from the field. 12 of 17 at the free throw line as well for Giannis and Chris Middleton. 27 points as his offense continuing to reach peak Chris Middleton levels. 32 minutes played as well. Another area to circle on that stat sheet for Chris. 11 of 18 on his field goal attempts. He hit 3 three-pointers, and he dished out 10 assists in this game. 3 rebounds to go along with those. 3 double-digit scores off the bench as well, led by Cam Payne, who knocked down 5 three-pointers in this game. So between Malik Beasley and Cameron Payne, 10 of 16 three-point shooting there for that duo. 18 points and 6 assists from Cam Payne. 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists from Bobby Portis. And Marjon Beauchamp with 11 points, 5 rebounds. He was the only other double-digit scorer in this one for the Bucks. The rest of the bench, they got 54 points from that second unit, 3 points apiece from the trio of Pat Connaughton, A.J. Green, and Robin Lopez coming on a late three-pointer. 2 points from Chris Livingston getting some late minutes as well. Andre Jackson Jr. and Thanasis both entered the game but did not score in this one. As for Brooklyn, again, a lot of their production came from the bench when we saw Mikal Bridges, Royce O'Neal, and Cam Thomas not really play past the midpoint of the second quarter. Dayron Sharpe, too, for that matter, just 16 minutes. Dennis Smith Jr., the only starter that saw heavy minutes in this game at 30, he scored 14. That bench, though, scored 79 points for Brooklyn and led in bench scoring by Jalen Wilson, who had a double-double with 21 points, 10 rebounds in the loss. 12 points from both Armani Brooks and Keon Johnson. And then finally, the double-digit scoring from Noah Clowney, who scored 14 off the bench. Team numbers here, Buck shot 58%, the Nets shot 45%. Three-point shooting, one of the bigger differences here. 23 of 51 for the Bucks. That was good for 45%, and it matched a season high in makes, ironically enough, against another New York team, the Knicks. That was in an in-season tournament game earlier this month when the Bucks also knocked down 23, but they were 23 of 38 in that game. The Nets, just 22% on their three-point shooting at 7 of 32, though Brooklyn had just one make at halftime. So you may ask, if the Bucks were plus 16 in three-pointers made, which the quick math would translate that to plus 48 points, why wasn't this margin of victory even larger, and why were the Brooklyn Nets able to really hang around throughout the duration of these first three quarters? And that is points in the paint, 70 of them for Brooklyn tonight. The fourth time this season the Bucks have allowed 70 or more points in the paint, second consecutive game as well, after the Knicks did that to them on Christmas Day, putting up 72 points. And they also did a great job on the offensive glass, pulling down 17 offensive rebounds and scoring 25 points on those second chance opportunities. Those the big stories of this one, as the Bucks able to blow past the Nets thanks to that fourth quarter performance. Another game where they score 140 plus points, plus 14 in terms of the points scored in that.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life, especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally.
And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Buck Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Buck Tussle has you covered. Buck Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Buck Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Just always kind and generous, and you know, he treated us with a lot of respect. I didn't even know he knew my name, but you know, he knew everyone in the building, and he just spread joy. You know, he was such a great human being, and you know, I know he'll be missed. Man, it was up and down, obviously. Excuse me, these games, you just try to find a way to win the game. You know, defensively it was tough to try to find, you know, some rhythm and continuity. I think we gave up 40 points in the paint the first half and then 30 points in the paint in the second half. But again, making no excuses, but we, you know, we've been in New York for 5 days or six, and you know, it's been a lot. But you know, also, you know, tip your hat off to Brooklyn because you know they competed, they kept competing. They knew they were kind of undermanned, but I think Jock's doing a phenomenal job there. But, you know, we took care of business. And, again, like games like this, you just got to, you know, find a way to win and get ready for Cleveland.
Chris has 10 assists. What do you think of his ability to kind of settle you guys down?
You know, I thought he was great, especially coming out in the second half. And whenever we need a bucket, you know, Chris does a tremendous job of just settling us down. He has that vet savviness, vet leadership, always make timely shots. And not just his, you know, the connection he has with Giannis and just having him as a extended coach on the floor. Again, I say this repeatedly. There's times where I may call a play and Chris will give me just kind of eye contact and he already has something. And, you know, I think there was just two of those dunks, passes, lob passes to Giannis. And, you know, that was all Chris. So, you know, I trust Chris 100%. I trust all those guys out there, but it's just great to have a player like Chris who sees the game at a high level and is able to go out there and execute at a high level as well.
And then just what did you think of the boost that Cam was able to give you off the bench?
It was great. I think, you know, Cam is, you know, it's tough playing behind Dame just because of the minutes. You know, we usually run Dame the entire first quarter and the third quarter. That's 36 minutes and then for the game. And then that only leaves 12 minutes a lot of times for Cam as the backup point. So he had a role and I wanted to reward him and, you know, keep him out there on the floor. And, you know, there's going to be games where, you know, Dame, you know, Giannis, they may need a little bit of R&R, you know, so it's good to have guys that could come in and push up the lead. And I thought he was great. You know, I know he's, it's been a tough kind of adjustment for him as far as minutes-wise. Sometimes he's around 10 minutes, sometimes he's around 12. So it was good to find him some minutes today, and he made the best of it. He was great.
Going back to Chris, he hit 12,000 career points tonight. For you, what type of improvements on offense have you been seeing with him with his limited minutes? Because he did talk about how his mindset and approach has to change, you know, depending on how many minutes he's getting, and he has to be a little bit craftier.
Yeah, I think, you know, one, you know, he's responded well to the increased minutes. You know, I think he's above 30 now. And I think he's a rhythm player. Once he makes a shot, you know, I usually try to go right back to him because, you know, he has the ability to just bucket after bucket. You know, he can fill it up, and then he can control the game as well. So having him at his leadership on the floor, he knows he has a connection with Giannis, he has a connection with Brooke, and now he's, you know, Dame is starting to it's all starting to come together. You know, we put up 140, you know, 2 points. I don't worry too much on the offensive end. There's going to be days where the ball doesn't fall, like our last game against the Knicks. But I try to focus, you know, if we could continue to make progress on the defensive end because, you know, yeah, defense wins championship. It's a cliche, but it's true. You know, we got to be able to defend April, May, and June. Sure.
Question. The team had 41 season high assists. What did that, I guess, what got your team to that point? What was it out there that was working for them? Whether communication, ball movement?
Yeah, I think just making the best play. A lot of times, you know, Giannis is getting swarmed. Three or four bodies on him when he hits the paint. I thought he did a great job of just spraying it around and spread it around and, you know, finding the extra, you know, the open man. You know, as simple as that. I thought, you know, it was a very unselfish team. I think you play smart basketball. You take what the defense gives you. You know, if they're going to collapse in the paint, you know, there's going to be kick out opportunities. And I tell my team, just have your hands and feet ready and knock it down. And we were able to do that tonight. Sorry.
In terms of like establishing winning habits, like you talked about that a little bit pregame, like where do you think this team is in terms of that, and like how do you think that will benefit come, like you said, implementing?
Well, the winning habits are always the fundamentals that go into games. You know, blocking out. I thought we had a couple of good defensive stretches, but we failed to put a body on someone. And again, give them credit. They're young, they're fast, they play extremely hard. But you know, you're going to have to jump higher, or you're going to have to be fundamentally sound like I was, and because I couldn't jump, and you had to turn and find a body and get the job done. You know, it's always going to come down to the fundamentals. Sitting down, sliding, moving your feet, not opening up, giving angles. I think for us to just keep preaching, the defensive principles, transition, you know, on the raise of the shot, sprint back. Sometimes when they were taking the shots and we were just standing and watching, you know, but as soon as they raise up, you got to start making great decisions. Either you're going to offensively crash the board, or you're going to have to sprint back and protect the paint. And we, you know, at times we were getting stuck doing neither, and that's when we get in trouble. So for us to just continue to teach, the defensive stuff and on the offensive end, but, you know, defensive is where we need to continue to make progress, and we have since the beginning of the season, but we got to continue to be committed to that end.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
Bucks coach Adrian Griffin after his team takes down the Brooklyn Nets tonight, 144-122. We'll get to the rest of the numbers and your play of the game on the post-game show on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Friedert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials. Let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Friedert.com/cancer. Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Friedert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Friedert.com to find out how.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Gas prices are up about 3 cents compared to a week ago, according to AAA. Oil analyst Tom Closa on what to expect in 2024.
Prices will start the year close to about $3. They may go up to $3.50 or $3.75 in sort of the second and third quarter belly of the market. And then they may drop toward the end of the year.
A storm system is moving toward central and northern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
It could bring some heavy rainfall and flooding concerns, particularly across northern California, where the storm system is positioned to bring the most rainfall.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and other U.S. officials travel to Mexico to meet with President Lopez Obrador about why the influx of immigrants. The BBC's Will Grant in Mexico City with more.
There's been a lack of funding for authorities in Mexico, and I think that the criminal groups who move people through Mexico to the U.S. are telling people that the time is now and this is the moment to head north.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We may soon know the fate of a Universities of Wisconsin chancellor after the Board of Regents met in closed session Wednesday night. They met to discuss the potential discipline or termination of a university chancellor, though they did not say which chancellor they were looking at. La Crosse's Joe Gow and Whitewater's Beverly Copper were the last chancellors to be sanctioned by the Board of Regents. They were denied pay raises in 2018. The 7 days of Kwanzaa are underway. Nichelle Hayes says the African-American celebration includes readings, artistic performances, and food.
And it's not so much about commercial gifts as coming together, reflection, learning, understanding, and community.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in the 1960s in response to racial and economic unrest. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return with a few flurries around tonight, maybe a brief snow shower or two, and lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, areas of snow, some rain mixed at times, and highs in the upper 30s. We're finally back into sunshine as we look into Friday, high right around 40. Currently, it's 26.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three. Got it again.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future.
Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Point road win for the Bucks, who wrap up the New York portion of this four-game road trip. Now head back to the Midwest as their schedule gets a lot more centralized in these next couple of days and weeks, for that matter. We'll take a look at what's up next for the Bucks. And get you up to speed on tonight's NBA scoreboard as we wrap things up after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Kripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Wrapping things up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, I am Justin Garcia. The Bucks beat the Nets 144-122, so they're now 23-8 on the young season here, just a game back of the Boston Celtics for the best record in the NBA, but in the Eastern Conference as well. Let's get you up to speed on the rest of those scores from NBA games being played tonight, as this game was one of six games on your NBA scoreboard for this Wednesday evening, and we have seen a handful of those go final. All but one has gone final, for that matter. The final one in action right now is near its completion. We start in Orlando, where the 76ers played once again without Joel Embiid, suffered an ankle sprain over the weekend, missed their game in Miami on Christmas Day. He missed tonight's game in Orlando against the Magic as well, though it did not matter. Sixers got some balance scoring. De'Anthony Melton with a big game, pouring in 22 points as Philadelphia wins it 112-92. Sixers now 21-9 on the season. In our nation's capital, the Raptors blow past the Wizards 132-102. Scottie Barnes with 20 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists, just like Giannis. Scottie Barnes finishing just 2 assists short of a triple-double. The Washington Wizards just 5-25 on the season. In Houston, the Suns bounce back with a win over the Rockets 129-113. Kevin Durant did record a triple-double, 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 16 assists for KD. as his Suns bounce back after a Christmas Day loss to the Dallas Mavericks in a game where Luka Doncic scored 50 points despite being double-teamed on virtually every possession. And the only other game that has gone final took place in Oklahoma City, where the Thunder beat the Knicks 129-120. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, another big one, 36 points, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Thunder point guard. Jalen Brunson, a relatively quiet night. Must be nice, right? 24 points scored in the loss for the Knicks. Only one game is in play right now. That's taking place in Dallas, where the Mavericks lead the Cavaliers 105-102. Just about 4 minutes left in that one. Luka with 34 points so far. Jared Allen eyeing a 20-20 stat line here for the Cavs big man. He's got 22 points and just grabbed his 20th rebound. 6 assists as well. We point this out. The Cavaliers are the next opponent for the Bucks. That will be our next game broadcast Friday night. It is the final game of the 2023 calendar year for the Bucks as they head to Cleveland to wrap up this 4-game road trip, taking on those Cavaliers. That is another 6:30 tip-off on Friday evening, meaning our pregame coverage with myself and Dave Kane begins at 6 o'clock. So again, your all-too-early look at the NBA standings here. Celtics still remain atop. They're 23-6, most wins in the NBA, and the Bucks just a game back at 23-8. Then you have the 76ers, who are 21-9. They're a game and a half back of the Bucks, 2.5 games back of the Celtics. After that, you see a steep decline. Miami Heat, up to fourth in the Eastern Conference now. They are 18-12. So are the Orlando Magic. Both of those teams, 5.5 games back of the Celtics. They're 3 games back of the third-seeded 76ers. And then those Cleveland Cavaliers, who are 17-13, though eyeing 18-13. Right now, 4 games back of Philadelphia, 6.5 back of Boston. Same story for the Knicks, who are also 17-13. So we have the Bucks and the Celtics there, the Sixers as well, bunched up for those top 3 spots. Then a 3-game separation for that next line of teams in the Eastern Conference, and really that's pretty fairly evenly distributed looking at seeds right now, 4 through really 7. Those are separated by just 1 game, and then you have 8 through 10 right now, the Indiana Pacers, the Brooklyn Nets, and the Chicago Bulls. So again, up next for the Bucks, they wrap up the road trip in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. After that, I mentioned a lot of Central Division action for the Bucks. They return home for a New Year's Day showdown with the Indiana Pacers, and then 2 days later head to Indiana to take on those Pacers. Then they head to Texas for a pair of games against the Spurs and the Houston Rockets before returning home in mid-January for a 4-game homestand. And then, oh, by the way, after that homestand comes to an end, a road trip for the Bucks that consists of 3 games, all of them in the Central Division, and then 2 home games against Central Division opponents. So a lot of Central Division matchups for the Bucks on this schedule in the month of January. Taking a look at it, you've got 4 games against the Cavaliers in this month, 2 games against the Pacers, and 2 games against the Pistons. 8 games the Bucks play in the month of January. Next month, I should say. 8 games played in January will be against Central Division opponents. As a reminder, for those of you listening in Milwaukee, our extended post-game show begins momentarily here. We invite you to stick around on the flagship station, WTMJ, for Bucks Talk. We will take your calls, your texts, your thoughts on this game, on what we've seen so far this season, and also with the unfortunate news that we shared during the pregame show and throughout the broadcast, the passing of Herb Cole as well. We will take your thoughts and memories on the senator and former owner of the Bucks, who is just as responsible as anyone for this franchise remaining in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee. We will take your thoughts on that on Bucks Talk as soon as we wrap things up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. For the rest of you, though, our next game broadcast will be Friday night. It's the Bucks in Cleveland taking on the Cavaliers. 6:30 tip-off, 6 o'clock is when our pregame coverage begins. For Dave Kane out there in Brooklyn and our studio team as well, Jason Gordon, our engineer, and our producer, Matt Sossler. I'm Justin Garcia, signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Friday night with more Bucks basketball right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You know what I mean?
Backing up on two hard drives, right?
Yeah, and this was a film that went through that. I plugged it in one time and suddenly the whole file system got obliterated and scrambled, and I had to go and take it to, data specialists and try and get it to figure it out. And eventually we were able to restore it, but it's never quite gotten a proper distribution. It played at the Wisconsin Film Festival. The cut I have it in currently is actually beyond that, and I hope to re-release it. And it's almost on the cusp of being ready to re-release. It's almost all the way restored. So people have seen this, and it's not much change from what people have seen, but it's a vivid portrait of musicians and creative people and the struggles they go through if they're just working class and day-to-day, their day-to-day lives where they have to negotiate kids and families and, and it's just really trying to, as a creative person, I always think of it's almost like the tarot or the signs, everybody there's just a certain amount of artists and there's a certain amount of creatives that, the creator or whatever you believe in has splattered through the universe. And a lot of them don't get the chance to be Elvis or Taylor Swift, right, or whoever the hell. And they have to live in their communities and they have to play in their local bands and all that kind of stuff. And that's what this movie is about.
And what I loved about it, the charm about it for me was, like you said, you got Buddha, who was the hip hop artist, and his family, mm-hmm. they trusted you. And then you've got your what was her name again?
Leslie.
Leslie and her family. And she's much older. It's just a great mix of people in the film. Yeah. So let's play that clip, Conrad, before we go to break.
This house looks ridiculous.
What?
What happened here today?
What happened?
What is with the Cheerios?
See, we started off, food was cool.
You started off sleep.
I wasn't asleep.
Then what were you doing? You weren't asleep, you was doing Cheerios too?
I was doing this.
Oh, no.
And, it's my day off.
Just wondering how the Cheerios got everywhere.
What?
You don't even know. You probably weren't even awake.
You know how they got everywhere. Look at this. Look what I'm dealing with.
Whatever.
Fat, what were you doing? I got some bad news. I gotta go out tonight.
Why?
Because Ice and Jay want to take me out for the album. Being done and all that stuff, so they want me to go out downtown or something.
Get to it. Get your kids, get the broom, and get to work.
Mom.
What?
Oh.
Yep. No, you're going to help your dad clean up.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great. That's a clip from that, played out.
Yeah, and it's with the visuals, it's like, so he's holding, I should have set that clip up. So he's holding his son.
Yeah.
And that's who's the child is kind of interrupting their conversation over and over again.
And it's so great. It's just the unglamorous side. What regular people have to go through to be creative at night and to chase their dreams. This guy's got to clean up cereal. And he probably can't wait to get out of the house and go sing or dance or whatever,
Yeah, exactly.
So that's so great. And all right, we have to take another quick break, James. This one's only a minute. Can you hang?
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to wrap up the show. If you're in Madison, please continue listening. Mad Unity is up next about the Madison, Wisconsin music scene. So if you're in the Madison area, stick around for Mad Unity. James, you'd probably dig it too. So I highly recommend it. But we're going to be right back with James Runde, and I have more questions for him. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Memories get in the way. I walk around. I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We are in the home stretch of night lights here, coming down to the wire, the Wednesday between Christmas and New Year's. Our question tonight was, what should we rename the day after Christmas to make it the happiest day of the year? So far, Conrad says our winner is Merry Recycle-us, Bin Overflow-us Day. We got another text. This has nothing to do with our holiday. We haven't had many suggestions. I think we burdened the listeners with that one. But nice that your guests give you a shout-out. Shows you're righteous. Well, if that was sarcastic, I'll take it because it's true. And if it was just nice, I'll take it because... I love having friends on the show, especially friends I really respect that make great films. So, James, before I'm talking to James Runda, he's a Madison filmmaker, and we heard clips from White and Lazy and Played Out, two great films that both won awards, if memory serves, at the Wisconsin Film Festival recently. Before we went to the first break, you started to talk about your new upcoming film, but it sounds like you didn't want to disclose any state secrets. So can you elaborate a little more where that conversation was headed?
No, I mean, it's already out there on public forums, so people know that it's comprised. If you follow me, nobody probably does.
But, well, if they follow you, I hope they're listening to this show. We can help each other out.
I built it up. I built it up. Whatever.
That's all anyway, right.
The thing is about it, it's all told in photographs. It's Ken Burns. It's La Jetée. It's all told in black and white, grainy, still 35 millimeter photographs, which I took myself. Okay. Throughout.
Oh, I saw this. You played this at the most recent festival. Yeah. Yeah. That was so cool.
Well, not even the most 2 years ago. So, okay. So 2 years ago was, but it's part of what I want to be a feature film. It's going to be a feature mockumentary film, but don't spread that far and wide because I want it to eventually kind of be like a Blair Witch Project thing where people don't quite know if it's real because I keep sending this clip to a friend and she keeps forgetting that it's me in the clip. And so she'll send back. She'll be like, wow, that's a compelling interview. Like, where'd you find that guy? And I'm like, that's me. It'd be especially funny if you knew that the film is about aliens, right? So I'm playing a guy who's convinced that I've had contact with extraterrestrials and they've actually shown me a new way to communicate and to experience the universe or whatever, so basically what happens is that in a dive bar in a far-flung city in rural Michigan,
love it,
an alien touches my head, my forehead, and gives me a vision of my childhood and of my wife that has passed away, and I interpret this signal. You know what I mean? And it sends me on this quest to figure out this method of communication and the beyond. Because then after he does this, he zooms off into the sky. You know,
that's so great. And that's such a departure from what you've done, it seems like. Although it's not, because you do like to do different things. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm always mixing it up. And the thing is this is a pandemic film, so this is kind of another hook. During the pandemic, I was working from home and I would be a lot of times just kind of like watching my email, but like not really doing a whole lot. So while I'm watching my email, I would start scanning in all my old photographs, which I had taken since 2014. You know, so it's been like 10 years of film photography for me. And there's, you know, upwards of 1,000 photographs. So I was scanning them all in, you know, and trying to, you know, make them look nice and take the dust and scratches away. And I'm thinking, like, this is a movie, you know, all these different scenes. I have photos from Africa. I have photos from, you know, like all these crazy places I was.
And they're hypnotic. The photos.
And what you've seen is not even a quarter. I mean, not even a drop. Like what's in the short is just nothing compared to what the images that you'll see, like rodeos, rural Senegal, the American West, you know, Austin, Texas, South by Southwest, Mardi Gras, like wouldn't you name it? Like it's in this movie. Well, so they're all black and white stills. It's a good old American B movie. It's like an alien, you know, horror. It's got elements of that. It's got elements of spirituality. It's everything.
Very stylistic too. I would assume it will be when we. Hey, is Madison a good town to be a filmmaker? We got about 1 minute left, James. Unfortunately, yeah. I have 12,000 more questions. But how is Madison as a filmmaker town? Good town to shoot films in.
Yeah, I mean, I think listen, I can't compare it to anything else. So I'll start.
So it's great.
Yeah.
And the worst.
Yeah. Right. I think people are generally pretty helpful, like especially locations. People want to help, and also actors. There's actually pretty acting talent. And if anybody out there is an amateur filmmaker, I think musicians especially make good actors. And I think there's quite a few talented musicians in Madison. And I think that performing on stage is similar to performing in front of the camera. And I think that you can make a lot go with that. And that's kind of what I did with Played Out.
That's really interesting. What is your band called, James? You want to do a quick plug for the music?
Well, yeah. And so people watching Played Out will be hearing The Smells. That was my original band. But then my current band is called The Scratch Offs. And that's kind of like, if you like the Rolling Stones and if you like The Replacements and if you like R&B and soul and Aretha Franklin and Elvis and anything good about America, then you'll like The Scratch Offs. So.
Well, you'll have to come back when we have more time, buddy, because this has been fun. And I wish you luck with the new film. I can't wait to see it.
Good. Cool. Thanks, Pete. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Have a great night. Thanks. That's James Runde. Thank you, buddy. Great filmmaker from Madison. I highly recommend going to YouTube and looking for White and Lazy. And I think he said Played Out was there, too. So check out James's work. He's got a new one coming out soon. Hey, this was really fun. I hope we gave you guys some good suggestions to watch. I got another texter here. Oh, also from the 414, no sarcasm. So that was just a nice hearted text. Thank you. And thanks for all the texts and the suggestions. You guys are always welcome to text anytime about what you're watching anytime. This is an open forum. I like discussion and I like discourse. So keep those texts coming. Great stuff. Stick around for Mad Unity if you're listening in Madison. Great show, great music show. And that's about it. I'd like to thank my guests, Rob Thomas and James Runde. We'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight and Friday as well. Got some great guests coming up on Friday, and we'll be talking more binge watching tomorrow night. You won't want to miss that. So thanks for listening and hanging out with me. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Mexico City, U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, have met with Mexico's president behind closed doors to discuss the thousands of migrants heading to the U.S.-Mexico